Hello, good afternoon. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Mechanical Technical Advisory Committee meeting of June 31st, 2020. I want to remind us of our teleconference participation process. Please be aware that whatever you're doing in the background, as one of you are doing now, is creating a lot of background noise. So please put your phones on mute if you're not speaking. When you do speak, please say your name. TAC members, if you're making a motion or a second, offer your name. And please wait to be called upon in order to speak. Let's determine our quorum. Commissioner Kaya, Oscar? Oscar? Oscar, are you there? All right. Joe Crum?
Here.
Alex Hernandez? Elizabeth Gohl? Dan Griffin?
Here.
Gary Griffin?
Here.
Commissioner John David?
Here.
Don Pittman?
Here.
Rick Sims?
Here.
Pete Quintella?
Here.
I'll check one more time. Is Commissioner Kaya on the phone? Or Alex Hernandez? All right, well, we have eight of 10
Alex
members.
Hernandez is here.
Okay.
Alex is here.
Very good. I got you, Alex. So we have 9 of 10, only missing Commissioner Kaya. Oscar, are you on the phone? All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. We have 9 of 10. We have a quorum. Let's introduce those in the room.
Jim Hammers.
Norma Downey.
Rita Peters.
Norman Bellamy.
Chris Howell.
Joseph Cole. Tom Campbell.
And I'm Jeff Blair. Somebody who's maybe in a car or something, it might be you, Alex. There's a lot of background noise, so. Okay. Next order of business is to review the agenda. Today's agenda is relatively simple: to approve the minutes from the November 20th, 2019 meeting, and to provide recommendations to the commission on relevant comments submitted on Rule 61G. 61G20.1001, which is the Florida Building Code 7th edition update. All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted by name, please?
Donnie, approve.
Look over.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is are there any revisions or corrections to the November 20th, 2019 Mechanical TAC meeting minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion to accept, you can tell us.
Very good.
I'll second that, Alex Hernandez.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, I'm going to review the process. Mo is going to review the orient us to the documents, and then I'll start the process off with the one and only general comment submitted for your consideration. The process is I'll introduce the comment by number, which in this case is mechanical general comment number one. Ask if anybody from the public wishes to speak on it. They can have up to 3 minutes. If there's a pro and con, we'll do one collective rebuttal for 2 minutes each. Come back to the TAC. I'll ask if there's a motion. If there's no motion, it'll receive an NAR. If there's a motion, we'll take a motion and a second, and we'll discuss it and take the vote. And with a 9-member group, it would be a 6-3 to pass and a 5-4 to fail. All right. That's the process. 2/3 is required. Mo.
Good afternoon. Mo Medani. As Jeff said, I'm going to orient you to the material. From your agenda, or the agenda that you have before you, item number 4 of the agenda, there's a link from there to another page of our website. So if you click on that link, you should be able to see a matrix titled Rule Development Workshop. The matrix mainly it provides for all the comments received on the the draft for the 2020 update to the Florida Building Code in for all the subcodes, including mechanical. And for example, for the mechanical code, you see there is the mechanical tech, you see the agenda, there is comment received and attachment. If you click on the comment received, you will be able to see that you have one general comment before you, and the attachment, if you click on that, it'll give you more details about these comments. Any question about the material? If not, then Jeff, go ahead.
Thank you, Mo. All right, so there's one general comment submitted before you. It's mechanical general comment number one. The comment is general in nature, does not provide any specific Florida modification numbers or any code language, so it would be very difficult to correlate. The question, the threshold issue in front of you is whether you would want to consider any of the comments, and if so, what format and what extra meeting would be required in order to make the correlation necessary to do it. 10 TACs have reviewed this. You're the 11th and final TAC. All 10 TACs have given this an NAR with no appetite to review this very general comment. Okay, does anybody from the public wish to comment?
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association.
Go ahead, Joe.
Speaking in opposition to general comment one, requested tax follow through with the as the other track did with the NAR. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right. Coming back to the TAC, is there any TAC member that wishes to make a motion? All right, then we give this an NAR consistent with all other 10 TACs, so 11 TACs have done the same. Is there any additional public comment or any other general comment from TAC members? Then I'm going to conduct a second roll call. Commissioner Calla, Joe Crum.
Here.
Alex Hernandez.
Here.
Elizabeth Gohl.
Here.
Dan Griffin.
Here.
Gary Griffin.
Here.
Commissioner John?
Here.
Donnie Pittman?
Here.
Rick Sims?
Here.
And Pete Quintella?
Here.
All right, we have the same 9 of 9. I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn.
Yep. So moved.
A motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all very much. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good weekend. 308.
You're a fast engine.